Sue him. And
we're,
Dave.
We're off paper. Excuse me.
Yes. Give us a G. Try it. It's not going to be perfect. It's okay. It just has to be perfect. Say the first chord. Okay. It will be useful things to not only memorize what the words are, but also how do you find your pitch? What part of the chord are you? It's really simple if you are a bass or a lead, because Dave gives you your pitch. You just have to sing that in an octave. Basses and leads, sing that on come. No, we should an octave. Make it an octave. One more time, Dave. Ready, sing. Better. Better. Listen to your basses now. Really listen to them, and you have to match their not only tone, but pitch as well. Everything is built on the bass foundation. Again, off. Good. What part of the chord are you? The fifth. So the so. So that's so, ribby bum, so. Okay? So that leaves you with only one option over here in tenor, as long as you're in the full chord, right? You're the third of the chord. You're the knee. The do, re, knee. Everybody sing the first chord on and off. Good. Now, if this is the first chord, let me do a couple things here. Listen with your ears. If I do this, or this, or this, all different ways to make the chord sound, because one voice is louder than another. What we're striving for is something where all the voice parts sound like they are at the same dynamic level from part to part. Right now, we have a bit of an imbalance. And if anything's going to be the louder part of the chord, which part? Should it be the root, the third, or the fifth? Which one? If it's going to be louder, should it be
root spot?
And it's automatically going to be louder because usually, if it's just a regular old major chord, two voice parts are usually singing the root of the chord. That's just good voice part, right? Okay. So, balance the first chord and try that again. Give us a pitch here, okay? Listen. Make it even. Ah. Don't do a constant, just ah. Left center. Do it again. And you're just making it better. Ready? And go. All parts ready again. There's the sound. Take some of the long effect of Jesus. Ready?
Okay? On the long expected Jesus, oh.
explode and don't be late for it. Whatever the last three chords are. Ready to sing off?
the bottom. Of what I just had to do there to say that sentence, and sing contrary heart, and go. We talked about how to sing pianissimo in warm-ups. We talked about what it took to keep it from going flat while singing tempo. Can you incorporate those things from warm-ups just now? Hope with every.
Oh. Some of that is vowel. We are not committed to all the same vowel sounds that we had in warm-ups to now. Okay, there are so many things that hurt us. The word raise. Have everyone sing Raise Us To by Glorious Throne. Think about your vowels.
Sing on the last syllable.
Gloria.
Until that, you've got to constantly be thinking that. All right?